This is Miss Cassandra, and I'm here to teach you how to be a sissy slut in a few steps. Popular subject, isn't it? I would begin with clothes make the girl. Slutty clothes are plentiful in thrift stores, where so many sissies donate because so many sissies purge. Their loss is your gain. Hopefully you will break the purge and keep your finds. I've seen large, sized, mile-high heels in secondhand stores, and spandex mini skirts are numerous. The basics are dresses, shoes, and handbags. The rest, like makeup, is bought in a regular store. Sissy sluts are expected to suck cock. Regular sissies may be used for body worship and pussy eating. They are not allowed sex with mistress unless tied to the bed and taken with the strap on. This is sex to a sissy mainly because they have little tiny dicks, referred to as sissy clits. I can't say every one of them have that, but, Sissy sluts and regular sissies love strap-on play. It's so submissive, which is what a sissy is all about. Slut girls need lessons in makeup to achieve a whorish look. Black eyeliner is an essential. It must be a soft pencil. During fellatio on a real man, a raccoon eye is much desired for that harlot look. Wigs are a personal choice, but the lips must always be red. I call it fellatio fire, if they only made it, but that would be a good choice. Yes. So most importantly, a slut girl must be able to carry it off. She must have super fag gestures and a sleazy demeanor. She teases men by bending over at the appropriate time, showing panties and stocking tops. She licks her lips and bats her eyelashes. She keeps the focus and affirms, "I am the best sissy slut cocksucker on the planet. And I will swallow every drop of cum that you give me." Use that as your daily mantra whenever you have any doubts about yourself among sluts. With your head held high, be very proud of your talent to be a little strumpet whore. Yes, I love that word. Of course, a sissy of any kind must have stiletto heels, so this requires lots of practice in balance and stability. To get a little stiffy walking around in those heels, may I ask? Sissies report this often. Yeah, a gaff is essential. You know what a gaff is, don't you? It's made especially for you. It's essential to hiding that clit, no matter how small it is. So there it is. My advice on how to be a sissy slut in a few lessons. Now get your little ass out to a thrift store and go through those racks and make sure to be seen by as many women as you can, because it is so humiliating to be the little sissy slut buying clothes, hand-me-downs, in a thrift store. So that's the lesson for the day. Maybe I should do 10 steps for you and then make you walk so I can hear those heels clicking, just like the cute little girl you are, aren't you? Cute and slutty. That's what you are.